Hello, and welcome to Overlooked Headlines. We're the podcast designed to share headlines from America and around the world that have been disregarded or overlooked, but are critical to our lives and well-being. It's our mission to inform with the headlines and then inspire through biblical words, which we call His Lines, that once heard and applied, will help to strengthen our faith in God as we navigate this journey called life. Now, here's the host of Overlooked Headlines, Jeff Bass.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Overlooked Headlines. I'm Jeff Bass. Here's today's headline breakdown. U.S. birth rate lowest in decades and dropping. Ground beef samples tested for bird flu. Germany passes law allowing parents to trans their infants from birth. And we got a shameful in case you missed it headline. Our top headline will be AI is a new kind of digital species. And as always, we will close with His Lines. Here's our first headline. U.S. birth rate continues to drop, lowest in decades. The U.S. birth rate has continued to decline according to recently released statistics, with the reported number of babies born in 2023 being the lowest in decades. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics released a report this month analyzing provisional data received from birth records compiled for the year of 2023. According to the report, there were 3.59 million births in the U.S. in 2023, which was a 2% decline from 2022, with the number below the replacement level, which the report defined as, quote, the level at which a given generation can exactly replace itself, end quote. The rate has generally been below replacement since 1971 and consistently below replacement since 2007, noted the report. The CDC report found that from 2022 to 2023, fertility rates had declined by 1% among Hispanic women, 3% for both white and Asian women, and 5% for both American Indian and African American women. The fertility rate remained, quote, essentially unchanged, end quote, among Pacific Islander and Native Hawaiian women. Dr. Brady Hamilton, the report's lead author, said that researchers have seen larger declines in the past and that the 2023 drop fits the general pattern. The report also found that the birth rate among teenagers had dropped to its lowest numbers since at least 1991, with the birth rate for female teens aged 15 through 19 dropping by 3% in 2023. The highest rates have over time been shifting towards women in their 30s, whereas before it used to be with women in their 20s, Hamilton added. One factor, of course, is the option to wait. We had a pandemic or there is an economic downturn. Let's say women in their 20s can postpone having a birth until things improve and they feel more comfortable. For older women, the option of waiting is not as viable. The 2023 birth rate is lower than the approximately 3.65 million births recorded in 2020 in an earlier CDC report, which noted that 2020 saw the lowest birth rate since 1979. However, the fear is that as more resources are needed for the elderly relative to the young, they could be viewed as a burden on society, leading to an acceptance of voluntary euthanasia. Now, our second headline, USDA announces they will begin testing ground beef samples for bird flu with PCR test. The United States Department of Agriculture, also known as the USDA, announced that they will begin testing select portions of ground beef from supermarket shelves to determine if they have been contaminated with bird flu. The tests will utilize a PCR test, the same one used during the COVID-19 pandemic, in states that have reportedly confirmed positives in tainted milk samples, according to Bloomberg, citing an email from the USDA. They will use those tests to determine whether any viral particles are present. The department is also collecting beef muscle samples at government-approved slaughter facilities on cattle that have been condemned. Additionally, it's conducting a cooking test to log the presence of the virus when meat is prepared at different temperatures. The USDA said it's confident that the meat supply is safe. However, the department said its rigorous process makes sure animals pass inspection before entering the food supply. Meanwhile, pasteurizing milk and cooking beef kills the virus. While we have multiple safeguards in place to protect consumers, we recommend consumers properly handle raw meats and cook to a safe internal temperature, the USDA said in the statement. A spokesperson for the Meat Institute said, quote, USDA's additional testing is appropriate to ensure public health is protected and to stop the spread of animal disease. The country of Colombia has since moved to ban imports of all U.S. beef supply in order to prevent a spread. The U.S. exported about $40 million in beef and beef products to Colombia last year. Perhaps we're getting closer to the time when the government authorities say the meat is contaminated and start removing it from the shelves. We'll definitely keep our eye on this story and keep you informed.
Hey, if you're enjoying this episode, then we'll think you'll love connecting with us on our social media platforms as well, because we post frequent news bites, tips, and alerts to keep you informed and inspired. Now, let's get back to more Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.
Our third headline. Germany passes law allowing parents to trans their infants from birth. On April 12th, the German parliament passed one of the world's most far-reaching sex self-determination policies, known as the Self-Determination Act, also known as SBGG. This radical legislation establishes gender identity as a protected characteristic and allows parents to change the sex marker on their children's documents from birth. Citizens can now be fined 10,000 euros for dead naming, which is a term LGBT activists use for when someone without their permission is referred to by their name given to them at birth, rather than the name they chose as part of their identity. SBGG also permits parents to alter the recorded sex of children beginning from birth. From the age of 5 years old, it allows for name and sex changes if there is mutual consent between the child and their parents. Physicians have emphasized, though, that Europe is ahead of the U.S. in terms of how far gender ideology has gone. Some countries, though, such as the UK, Sweden, Finland, and Norway have begun backtracking as more evidence comes to light of the harmful nature of such procedures. Thankfully, the battle is strong here in America from the side of those determined to keep children safe by preventing legislation such as SBGG from happening in this country. But several questions come to mind when analyzing this recent development. Number one, what implications does a law such as this passing in Germany offer for what's next in the gender politics war? Next, will similar laws pass elsewhere in Europe? How will America respond? To help give insight to some of those questions, Joseph Backholm, Family Research Council Senior Fellow for Strategic Engagement and Biblical Worldview, commented to the Washington Stand publication. Addressing the details of the law that was passed, Backholm noted, the Self-Determination Act reflects their desire to define their own reality. But reality will never stop pushing back and never lose, he said. Why is a child's sex the only thing the parents can change? Why can't they change their birth year to make them immediately eligible for retirement benefits? Beckon went on to say, why can't a child who feels like an old soul identify as a retiree? In answer to those questions, Beckon contended, if we allow this logic to prevail, there's simply no point in having identification documents. Germany should get rid of any attempt to describe someone's characteristics and simply give every life an identification number and let them make up the rest. That's the only way to be consistent, he said. However, he clarified, that would be insane. But the sad reality is that it's not more insane than the law is. For back home, the irrational possibility that the elites might decide that we can choose our own birth year may be coming. What an incredible story. Now, our In Case You Missed It headline, talking about incredible. This is our In Case You Missed It headline. Pre-stained jeans that look like you just wet your pants sell out in the UK. Yes, you heard me right. Wetting our pants, all of us would agree, is one of the most embarrassing things that can happen to us. Something that none of us would ever, ever consider a fashion statement. However, check this out. British Italian clothing brand Jordan Luca is now selling jeans with a urine stain. That's right, a urine stain design on them and normally sell for $581. The stained wash jeans have a visible stain looking design in the groin area and they were recently on sale for about $436. And guess what? They sold out in minutes. So the question of the week that we have for you is, would you buy a pair of these stained wash urine looking jeans? We've got a poll going on and we want your thoughts. Would you buy a pair of those jeans? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Still to come, our top headline. And don't miss his lines right here on Overlooked Headlines.
Our top headline, Microsoft AI chief says AI is a new kind of digital species. Mustafa Suleiman, the AI chief at Microsoft, claimed in a recent TED talk that AI is comparable to a new kind of creation as far back as the creation of all living things on Earth, referring to it as creating a new kind of digital species. In an attempt to explain the significance of what AI is, the Microsoft AI chief said in his remarks that he hoped to provide a very palatable explanation that even a small child could grasp. I think AI should best be understood, he said, as something like a new digital species. Now, don't take this too literal, he said, but I predict that we'll come to see them as digital companions, new partners in the journeys of all our lives. Whether you think we're on a 10 to 30 year path here, this is, in my view, he said, the most accurate and most fundamentally honest way of describing what's actually coming. And above all, it enables everybody to prepare for and shape what comes next, he said. But let's be clear, there is no path to progress where we leave technology behind. The prize for all of civilization is immense, Suleiman explained. He followed up by claiming that this innovation is the next step in human evolution. And in this revolution, creation has exploded like never before. And now a new wave is upon us, artificial intelligence. These waves of history, he said, are clearly speeding up as each one is amplified and accelerated by the last. And if you look back, it's clear that we are in the fastest and most consequential wave ever, he argued. He went on to explain how AI will transform everything and become a common, integral part of everyday living. Suleiman said, everything will soon be represented by a conversational interface, or to put it another way, a personal AI. And these AIs will be infinitely knowledgeable, and soon they'll be factually accurate and reliable. They'll have near perfect IQs. They'll be kind, supportive, and empathetic, he noted. Every town, building, and object will be represented by a unique interactive persona. And these won't just be mechanistic assistants. They'll be companions, confidants, colleagues, friends, and partners, as varied and unique as we all are. At this point, AIs will convincingly imitate humans at most tasks, and we'll feel this at the most intimate of scales. They'll interact with us and, of course, with each other. They'll speak every language, he said, take in every pattern of sensor data, like sights, sounds, screams, and streams of information, far surpassing what any one of us could consume in 1,000 lifetimes. Later in his talk, he articulated that we will need to be able to grapple with what's coming. AI is itself an infinite inventor, he said. Moreover, near the end of his presentation, he said, AI is us. It's all of us. Man, I'm telling you, this article has me stumbling and fumbling because I'm just thinking about that possibly happening. Wow. Now it's time for what we call His Lines, where we take a look at these headlines from a biblical perspective taken from the Word of God. When we talked about our top headline, we saw that mankind is attempting through AI to disregard or circumvent God by creating machines, which they call artificial intelligence, whereby they can interact with and worship them. The creation of these false gods slash idols are an abomination to the true and living God. Why? Because the first of the Ten Commandments in our Bible in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 reads, you shall have no other gods before me. That's a little g. Can AI be helpful? Perhaps. But if it's worshiped and made an idol, then it's against the will of God. I leave you with this scripture from Isaiah 44, verses 7 through 11. Who is like me? Let him step forward and prove to you his power. Let him do as I have done since ancient times, when I established a people and explained his future. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim my purposes for you long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any other God? And that's a capital G. No, there is no other rock, not one. How foolish are those who manufacture idols? These prized objects are really worthless. The people who worship idols don't know this, so they are all put to shame. Who but a fool would make his own little G-O-D, an idol that cannot help him one bit? All who worship idols will be disgraced along with all these craftsmen, mere humans who claim they can make a little G-O-D. They may all stand together, but they will stand in terror and in shame. Till the next time, this is Jeff Bass with Overlooked Headlines, where we're keeping you informed and inspired. Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you've been informed and inspired. Like us, tell a friend, and connect with us via Facebook, YouTube, or email us at neveroverlooked@gmail.com. That's neveroverlooked@gmail.com. Check us out next time on Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.